Father, we bless you this morning. You are worthy to be praised, O God. We exalt you. You are God, you are good, you are kind. Thank you for your mercy and for your grace, O God. We exalt you, Lord. We bless your name. You are good, you are kind. Thank you, Father. We honor you. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for this new month, for this month of May, for this beautiful day, for this beautiful week. We honor you, O Lord. We exalt you. Thank you, Father, for you are God and you are God forevermore. There is no searching of your understanding, for your ways are not our ways. Thank you, righteous Father. We bow down before you for mercy, for grace, for provision, for protection, Lord. We exalt you. Thank you, Father. Lord, we lay our crown and we worship you. And Lord, this day we are before you. We ask, Lord, that you will bless us, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, righteous Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Today is Monday, the 4th of May, 2026. I want you to bless the name of the Lord for his mercy upon your life. Appreciate him for his good, his kind. And I want you to stand upon the word of the Lord and declare upon your day that in the name of Jesus, I have set the Lord always before me. Because the Lord is with me, I will not be moved. In the name of Jesus, I declare by the word of the Lord go before me this day and make every crooked place straight. In the name of Jesus, I declare this morning, the hand of the Lord is upon me. The grace of the Lord is upon my life. In the name of Jesus, I take prophetic stand over this week, over this day, in the name of Jesus. And I take delivery of God's provision for me today. I take delivery of God's promises for me today. In the name of Jesus, I stand on the word of the Lord and I cancel every agenda of the enemy over my day, every agenda of the wicked over my week. In the name of Jesus, they are cancelled by the blood of Jesus. I speak favor over every single day in this week. In the name of Jesus, I say it again. I speak favor. I speak mercy over my week. In the name of Jesus, I cancel every satanic agenda over my life. In the name of Jesus, your agenda is frustrated. In the name of Jesus, every satanic conspiracy, every demonic agenda over me is frustrated. In the name of Jesus, not only frustrated, they are scattered. In the name of Jesus, I declare by the word of the Lord that no weapon that is put together shall prosper over me. The weapon of the enemy will not prosper over my week, over my day. In the name of Jesus, I prophesy over my week, over this day. In the name of Jesus, this day you are blessed. This week is blessed. In the name of Jesus, I prophesy that every single minute, every hour, every second of this day, of this week, you will produce the evidence of blessings upon my life. In the name of Jesus, I receive supernatural help from the presence of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, my day, my week, you align with the promises of God for me. You align with the provision of God for me. In the name of Jesus, I say this by the word of the Lord. Oh, I have clarity. I am not confused. For my steps are ordered by the Spirit of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, I declare today, I bind every spirit of error, every spirit of corruption, every spirit of perversion. I bind you. You have no place in me. In the name of Jesus, I declare today that I will not walk into the trap of the wicked. In the name of Jesus, I will not walk into accident. I will not walk into any form of evil. For the Lord order my step. In the name of Jesus, I speak over the gate of blessing of this day, of this week. You are opened unto me. In the name of Jesus, every appearances of evil over me, over this day, over this week, you are cancelled. In the name of Jesus, I declare that the glory of the Lord overshadow me this day. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord, your presence be upon me as a shield and as a defense as I go this week. In the name of Jesus, your presence becomes my glory. In the name of Jesus, your glory becomes my protection, becomes my covering, and your fire becomes my defense. In the name of Jesus, oh, I prophesy acceleration. I prophesy supernatural speed and accuracy into my week. In the name of Jesus, I declare that the fire of the Lord descend upon this week and consume any form of sacrifice that is set into this week. The fire of the Lord consume them. In the name of Jesus, evil sacrifice that is raised against me, raised against my day, my week, the fire of the Lord consume them. In the name of Jesus, evil gathering, every gathering that is not of the Lord, witchcraft gathering that is against the grace of God upon my life, you are scattered. In the name of Jesus, the scripture says you come in one way and you will flee seven places. In the name of Jesus, the gate of blessing of this day is lifted up. I am blessed in the name of Jesus. I am preserved and I am blessed by the Lord in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Glory be to your holy name. I declare this day in the name of Jesus that my preservation is confirmed by the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Today is Monday, and like we know, brethren, I bring the blessings of the Lord for you as you go this week. Today is Monday. We are going into a fresh week. The blessings of the Lord is upon your life in the name of Jesus. Remember, our anchor scripture for the month of May is in the book of Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 28 to verse 31. Hast thou not known, hast thou not heard, that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary? There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might he increaseth strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, the young men shall utterly fall, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagle, they shall run and not be weary, they shall walk and not faint. This is the promises of God for you as you go in this month of May. I put the blessings of the Lord upon you as you go through this week in the name of Jesus. As you go through this week, the Lord destroyed the presence of problem in your life in the name of Jesus. This week, you will not celebrate problem. You celebrate testimony. You celebrate grace and the mercy of God upon your life in the name of Jesus. I cancel anything that will not let you enjoy the provision of God for your life this week in the name of Jesus. I declare over your life that the promises of God becomes your reality. For you are established in the life of God. The life that you have is the Zoe life. The Zoe life is yours. The life of abundance, divine and supernatural life. Zoe life is your portion as you go this week in the name of Jesus. I declare no devil can change your reality. For you have the life of Christ in you. The scripture says in the book of Colossians chapter 3 verse 3. For you died and your life is hidden in Christ in God. You have the life of Christ in you. You died with him and you resurrected with the Lord Jesus. Your life is hidden in Christ Jesus. Oh, no devil can change your reality in the name of Jesus. I speak to your life this week. You become the full expression of the Zoe life, the life that Christ has given to you, the life of supernatural in the name of Jesus. You are the expression of his blessings, the expression of victory in the name of Jesus. The expression of the victory of the cross is upon your life in the name of Jesus. You are blessed with the fulfillment of your promises in the name of Jesus. I speak the word of the Lord upon you as you go this week. The Lord cause your enemies who rise up against you to be defeated before your face in the name of Jesus. They shall come against you one way and they will flee before you seven ways. In the name of Jesus, I speak to your life. The Lord command his blessing upon you, upon all that you do. In the name of Jesus, all that you do this week will produce blessing. In the name of Jesus, your life has turned to be an expression of the evidence of God's blessing. In the name of Jesus, for this week is not following the order of before. This week is following the order of the promises of God. The order of the expressions of his blessing is upon you this week. In the name of Jesus, I speak to your life. I don't know what has been threatening your life with death and with sicknesses, but I say this by the word of Christ. You have crossed from death to life. Your steps is unto life and not unto death. The life that you have is the Zoe life, not the life of death, not the life of fear. For he has redeemed you in the name of Jesus. Therefore, as you go this week, the order of this week is changed in your favor in the name of Jesus. Let me say it this way. The order of this week is changed to favor you. The weather, the nature, policies, plans, all that is in this week is changed to favor you in the name of Jesus. For your life has been transformed from problem to promises, from problem to favor. The mercy of the Lord has taken over. The mercy of the Lord take over this week for you in the name of Jesus. No matter what your experience has been from the beginning of this year, I say this to you, the mercy of the Lord take over from this point in the name of Jesus. Your walk and your walk this week and for the rest of your life is in line with the promises of God in the name of Jesus. Oh, I declare expressions of God's promises upon you. I don't know what your walk has been before or your walk. I don't know what your experiences has been, but from this point, the promises of God takes over. The fulfillment of these promises begin to appear in your life in the name of Jesus. This week, for the rest of your life, the bondage of containment and confinement is broken over your life in the name of Jesus. You are not confined, and the enemy cannot contain his blessing upon you. Their bondage is broken. The cycle of backwardness is broken over your life in the name of Jesus. The Lord set your feet in a large room of glory. Your feet is set upon your high places, and you walk upon them with grace in the name of Jesus. By the mercy of the Lord, your picture is revealed in high places. Your name is mentioned in the corridor of grace. Your name is mentioned to those that are important to the fulfillment of your promises in the name of Jesus. For the mercy of the Lord speak for you. Anywhere your name is called, anywhere your picture is revealed, the mercy of the Lord speak for you in the name of Jesus. I say this to your life as you go this week. Any experience that would justify your problem is cancelled by the blood of Jesus. I say it, maybe you don't understand, and I want you to echo the amen. Any experience, any expression that would justify your problem is cancelled by the blood of Jesus. Be it sickness, be it accident, be it failure, whatever that will stand as a justification for the wicked, for the expression of problem in your life, is cancelled by the blood of Jesus in the name of Jesus. It is done. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. I speak over your week that this week will be the expressions of God's blessing for you. For the Lord bless you, the Lord keep you, the Lord make his face shine upon you, the Lord be gracious unto you, the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Beloved, fear not. As you go this week, the blessings of the Lord is upon your life. You are blessed in Jesus' name. I want you to put it in mind. Remember that the coming of the Lord Jesus is close by. Prepare yourself for his coming. It is well with you in Jesus' name. Thank you, and God bless you. Have a wonderful week and have a blessed day.